An attempted telephone interview with Franz at Telefunken in Ulm, with Joka doing the translating on 11 December 73. I only have 3 more days left at the lab.
Okay. Right. And what was your job at the time?
I was a telephone research and development.
Right.
And I had then turned on 50 centimeter radar antennas for reception of noise towards the sun.
Right.
I never got any signal. That is, yes, we can do, of course. I never observed the sun during the net disturbances of the sun.
I see, right. Right.
Though some military people evidently had observed.
What year was this when it was first, the interference was?
1942-1943.
And which kind of a dish did you use to follow that up? Did you use a Wurzburg?
Uh-huh.
With
the minor, with the 3-meter mirror.
Right. And how long did you make a large effort, or was it just a...
just an occasional one.
Right. Now, was there any kind of report that was written at that time?
I have never written a report.
Is there any sort of a written record of this that you...
No, as far as I'm concerned, not.
Right. Now, what about another thing, which I've seen a reference to a article in the Physische Blätter. I haven't been able to get the article itself yet.
Yeah.
That says that in 1940... that German radars in Denmark, I think, picked up interference from the sun. Is that correct?
I'm not aware of it.
I see.
Yes. My own work refers to the detection of galactic radiation on 10 meters.
Right, I wanted to ask you about that also. I have those articles, but they don't... do you have any more... anything else that was published besides the two articles in Hochfrequenztechnik? And it seems to me that what you basically did was confirm Jansky's measurement in the galactic center.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you didn't map the whole sky.
We had a fixed antenna for this observation.
Right.
Which was not a radar antenna.
What was it?
A 10-meter array, dipole array, fixed dipole array.
I see. And what made you interested in this? What was the motivation? I see.
And I tried to organize similar work for lower wavelengths, around 2 meters.
Right.
We couldn't spend much effort for obvious reasons.
Right.
We didn't get the necessary sensitivity of the receiver, nor could we use large antennas. In this particular case, we had to use available antennas, not built for this particular purpose.
Right, but you were interested from a scientific point of view to follow it up some more.
Yeah.
Now, I guess that you were aware of Jansky's papers and so forth.
Yes,
right.
There were two people that published Jansky and Reber.
That's right.
Yeah.
And actually, there was another one at Bell Labs also by Fries and Feldman. They did one measurement. That was in the late 30s.
Yeah.
Now, was there any other early radio astronomy... So there's nothing else between the war, essentially, and then after the restrictions were lifted, and that was, I guess, in the early 50s, something like that. Can I just ask you about the Wurzburg dishes, because they played such an important part in all the other countries' radio astronomy, except Germany. Why do you think that they were so important? Why didn't the Allied countries have these good dishes like the Germans did? Well, I'm just wondering, why didn't the Allied countries develop good dishes so they could use their own instead of adopting all these German dishes? You see what I mean?
No, I'm sorry.
It seems to me that during the war, the Germans developed better antennas than the Allies did.
Oh, I see. I didn't quite understand your...
Yeah, okay. But was the German effort towards higher frequencies, do you think? Because the English radar in general was at lower frequencies, was it not?
At the beginning of the war, yes. Later on, the British started work very small, comparatively smaller waves than we did. I mean, the 10 centimeter BPI equipment.
Right. And you say that it was 50 centimeters where you got this initial interference.
We had started our radar activities directly at 50 centimeters.
Before
the beginning of the war. So we started at that time with a comparatively short wavelength.
I see, yes, right. Yes.
So, at the end of the war, the Allies had much shorter wavelengths than we had.
I see. One other question. I've seen, once again, just a report that at Peenemünde, that they made an attempt to bounce radar off the moon. You're not aware of that. Can you give me any possible good places to check on sort of reports of radar, German development of radar during the war? Was there anything written after the war, either by the Americans or the Germans?
I guess, yes. There is one report given by a man who was in charge of development of, during the later part, later years of the war, a telephone. It's Brandt. If you look up the Dagon report, which he has written.
How do you spell that?
D-O-N, published by an organization which is affiliated to the Nordrhein-Westphalia Academy of Science.
Right.
This has been published. It is a broad review on the whole field, though not always quite fair.
Yeah. And that was Dagon, D-E-G-O-N,
yeah.
Reports.
And I think you can easily obtain some copies of it if you apply to the North Rhine-Westphalia Academy of Sciences.
Yes, in Bonn?
The man who has published it was written this, spelled B-R-A-N-D-T.
Oh, Brandt, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Professor Hockenberg told me about how important he was for the later German radio astronomy. And when was this published, roughly?
1960, possibly.
Oh, that late?
Yeah. It's a historical review from his point of view.
Right. Concentrating on the wartime years.
On radar development.
Right. Were you aware, perchance, of the hay discovery during the war? Did that get over to the Germans? The discovery by James Hay in England of the solar interference.
I got aware of it after the war.
Only after the war. So the spies did not find out, I guess. Okay, well, thank you very much for all the information. I appreciate it very much.
All right,
goodbye.
The first 5 or 10 seconds, which I missed as I was getting the microphone set up next to my ear, and are unfortunately garbled here, I'm 80% certain, but not 100%, that what he said was that aircraft antennas, aircraft radar, at 50 centimeters, had picked up interference from the sun. The military had picked this up, and they reported it to the research lab. But that probably should be best checked with him via a letter or something before I put it in print. Well, that ends the interview with Franz on 11 December, 73, by telephone from Groningen to Ulm, near München.